Pittsburgh, and a lot of the stuff maybe that you probably haven't heard, which makes it extremely difficult. Now, maybe what we ought to do here is tell me what you have heard. It would make it a lot easier, and I've kind of got a little chip on my shoulder tonight, because we've been traveling all day long. And I used that line a long time because we were late on a broken down plane. We had a mentally retarded airline this afternoon. So if you could possibly tell me what you want to hear, what you know that you want to hear, maybe you, I don't know, you tell me and then I'll be able to play it. Otherwise, I'm going to play stuff off of, what? What? Oh, that one. Well, you're in real trouble tonight. We don't have a guitar. What else? What? Don't tell me. All right, what else? Because you see, I can do stuff that's kind of new, kind of blue, kind of describe the way I feel right now. But, or we can do stuff for y'all. No, you gave me two suggestions. Okay, this feels like a, kind of a meeting here tonight. Murray, what do you think in sales? What does it look like back there? It's okay? Fine. But, so I'm about to play a song that you've never heard before. But I guarantee you that you'll have a difficult time enjoying it in spite of everything. But let me just say a few things. It's about us, about getting off work, knowing you're all dragged and drugged and beat and wiped out. You got all kind of lint in your hair and things hanging out of your nose, and you're all beat and your clothes are raggedy. You haven't had anything ironed or cleaned. That's when you usually see a pretty girl. When you're all funky and shit, she walks right by and gives you a wink. Well, I used to go through that every night, and nothing has changed. It happens still. And, but this is a song about getting off work. We're not through yet. We're still going to continue to play. But I'm going to remember back just for a musical, magical moment in history here when I used to have a job at a pizza house. I used to make Italian pizzas. And they were, oh, we had all different sizes. And I was considered pretty competent, even though I was nothing more than an Irish peckerwood from Los Angeles. I copped a lot of the Italian style there and made a pretty decent Italian meal. So it's about getting off work late at night. And with all things considered, in the final analysis, I used to lean on my broom and say to myself, wait, well, we don't mind working, do we? You know, we used to be jerking off and spending a great deal of time in the bars. I've been a cabbie and a stock clerk and a soda fountain doctor. Been a manic mechanic on cars and it's nice. But I guess you can get it. Who the hell said it? I got money. I'm spending it all on my girl, but the work never stops. I'll be busting my chops, working for Joe and Sal. I can't wait for your work. See my face. She says she's leaving a porch light, leaving it all for me. I'm disheveled, I'm disdainful, I'm distracted, and it's painful. But it's just sweeping a bit, it's gainfully employing me tonight. don't do that. Got to dump the trash, you clean it up, and now you can't cash. Well, your loving is a rare, and it's a copious that you give. And I'm a moonlight wise man, it's hard to be romantic. And now you got to piss wet pattern of over by the cigarette machine. Swimming over by the cigarette machine. I can't wait to get off work and see my baby. She says she's gonna be waiting up. She got a magazine just for me. Clean up bathroom. And clean them good. Oh, your loving, I wish you would. Just come down here and please sweep of me off my feet. Yeah, the broom will have to be mine.